Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
It is March 5th. That is Fifi Box's birthday. A very special day for all of us. Our team captain having a big birthday.
Not the captain, but you've decorated the studio with all these photos of me as a kid.
Yeah, they work so hard, our producers out there, and we've got a big sign instead of the Fifi Fev and Byron. We've got Happy Birthday Boxy with four pictures of you, Boxy when she was a kid. And they've turned them all off because we're going to surprise her early, later on in the show. But in the other studio, there's a big one in there that you can't really see. And Boxy never, ever goes in there, never looks in there. Oh, God, geez. There's four pictures of me as a kid up there.
Yeah.
So she's absolutely spoiled it.
Sorry. Well, you're going to turn them on now.
It's going to be a big reveal.
Happy birthday. And then we did it in when the song was on, Byron, and Boxy's looking at it going, oh, hello. Oh, my God, how cute. That's you.
You can't call yourself cute.
Oh, come on. How cute was I?
You're
so cute.
By the way, Fief, we'll put those cute pictures of you up on our Instagram, FifiFFByron, but also as a special birthday gift.
Oh, dear.
What you're looking at right there is also a giant billboard on the Eastern Freeway.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so have a look out if you're on the Eastern.
You'll see.
Yeah, have a good look. Give it
really?
A toot. Yeah, there you go.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Look at her, she loves it.
Can we go for a drive?
101.9 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradie-oke.
It's like confusion, Fief. Ivan from Geelong very quickly, the cable jointer. He didn't just want to say happy birthday before.
Oh, are you there, Ivan?
Yes, I'm here.
Ivan, so you're competing in tradie-oke. What are you going to sing for us?
I was just going to sing you happy birthday.
Oh, what a
Ivan,
wonderful thing.
Yes.
Do you work in a cable joint, or is there a thing called a cable jointer? What's a cable jointer?
I'm an actual cable jointer where I hook all the power up to new estates and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. You're pretty important then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope so.
Well, Ivan, welcome to Tradie-oke.
Thank you.
Let's hear your rendition of happy birthday.
Will do. Now, yeah?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, cool. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fifi. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, can sing, Ivan. Well done. Fabulous.
Unbelievable.
Is that the best anyone's ever sang happy birthday
to? Yeah, absolutely. Hands down, Ivan. That's
well
the
done.
Best
well
rendition I've heard. And I think Byron was quite dismissive. You thought that was just...
Yeah. No, I just thought it would be a fun little throwaway.
He's
brilliant.
He's an entry for the Nando's.
Absolutely. He should get the chicken.
Michael in Kilsyth. Hi, Michael.
Fifi, happy birthday.
Thanks, Michael. Now, you're a painter. You're also performing for us. What song are you going to sing?
Michael Jackson and Rock With You.
Right.
Rock with you all night.
Yeah, good tune.
Okay.
Great tune. This one's all the bad docos about him lately.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, that's all allegations.
I read something this morning saying that we're never going to play Michael Jackson music again.
Do you reckon it could be the end?
Well, look, let's see how it plays out.
Let's see how Michael goes.
Here we go. Girl, close your eyes. Let that rhythm get into you. Don't try to fight it. There ain't nothing that you can do. Relax your mind. Lay back and groove with mine. You gotta feel the heat. And we can ride the boogie. Share that beat of love. I wanna rock with you, yeah.
Oh, Michael! Outstanding! Ivan and Michael have set the bar very high this morning.
Real R&B flavour.
Really good singing.
There we go. Nice work. Okay.
This is a great birthday treat. Shane, pest controller from Croydon. Hey, Shane.
How are you, Fifi? Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Shane.
You'd love this. More callers.
Shane, what are you going to perform for us?
Hold My Girl by George Ezra.
Crowded town, silent bed.
Very tender, a very...
Can you skip to the chorus? I don't know if I know it. Oh, hold my girl. Oh, it's new.
Give me a minute to hold my girl.
Brilliant, brilliant singer.
Probably would have gone with Shotgun, but...
Is it about him dying?
Okay, that's just...
No, push. I sang Shotgun last time, Pez.
Oh, you, so your drawers are dreaming.
You are, he's very good at, from memory, a very good impersonator of George. So off you go, Shane.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Okay.
I got time, I got love, got confidence, you rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl.
Yeah, look, great work.
What was that so quick?
Fantastic
work.
I was enjoying it.
Okay, well, yeah, he's done that. It was brilliant.
But I think he's still finished.
Okay, keep going, please. Great.
What happened then?
Sorry.
No, it's fine, Shane. Do you know what, Shane? Have you seen the film clip for that song too? He's drowning.
Yeah.
He's drowning in a boat. It's really depressing.
It's really heavy.
I was just like getting Titanic. Into the song and just got cut off.
I know. Thank you, Shane. That was brilliant. We've had incredible entries this morning. And finally, Dylan in Broadmeadows.
You better be quick before I'm shut you down.
Dylan. Oh, God forbid you just get one verse. Sorry.
No, but you want him to get right into it.
Dylan, a plumber, how
are
you?
We gave Michael about 3 minutes.
Not bad, how are you?
Very good, Dylan. Dylan, what are you performing
for? There's no obvious
us?
Place to cut Michael off.
Killer Queen from Queen.
Oh, Killer Queen. Do I know this?
Yes, of course you know it.
Oh, this is called Killer Queen.
Yes, it is.
Great song. She could get fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Oh, my whole life I've never known what that song's called.
Where are you going to start this song, Dill? Because Byron's
from
been...
From the start, then finish the chorus.
Yeah, mate, okay. You sing as long
Fed's
as you want.
Fed's version of the segment, you get to sing the whole song and it goes for 25 minutes. You should check it out. It's a great version.
So what? What an acro for this. Let's keep doing it. It's the only thing we've ever
No one knows what an acro is. Continue.
Before this, I just want to give a shout-out to my mate, Mikhail.
Yeah, Mikhail. Give a shout-out. Take as long as you want, bro.
Oh, beautiful. I'm going to get started now.
Okay.
She keeps my weight and Shandong in a pretty cabinet. Let's send me cake, she says. Just like Marie Antoinette, a built-in remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Oh, caviar and cigarettes. Well-versed and adequate, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatin, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh. Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
Keep going.
Oh. To avoid complications, she never kept the same
this
address.
This is what happens when you let
Fev make decisions. She spoke just like a baroness. Met a man from China. Went down to Geisha Minor. Been incidentally, if you're that way.
Oh, well done, Dill.
Can we cut him off now? Just checking. Amazing. You know what, another verse?
I think Dill forgot the words.
How impressive to know those words.
That was amazing.
Very good.
Well
done,
Dill. Do you
know what? Really good addition. Thank you, boys, for a great birthday treat. There were four cracking calls.
Tough call. On the line here before Fev makes a decision, this is an incredible price. $250 worth of Nando's. It's the limited time $12 wings offer this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The home of Peri Peri Chicken, Nando's. Massive price. Who wins it?
Yeah, Michael Dillon. Very good. Shano, sorry, mate, but you got cut off, so I didn't quite get into that song. And I reckon Ivan, the first caller, to sing happy birthday, and it's the best rendition Boxy's ever heard, Ivan. So
thank
you hit the nail on the head there because that is Boxy's birthday.
Well done, Ivan. Congratulations, mate.
Yoo-hoo. So you finished right on time.
101.9 The Fox.
Had a lovely birthday platter all set up there. Fev decided to try and build a pyramid out of a bunch of Sprite cans, and that didn't end well.
Studio's covered in Sprite.
Yeah, so anyway.
A couple of cans exploded.
Yeah, look.
AB build it. He's leaving on Friday.
He's our boss.
Doesn't matter.
He built it.
Anyway, it was a lovely birthday spread of all Thief's pregnancy cravings and most of them now on the floor. But look, we will push through. We are professionals here at the Fox.
Now, yesterday on the show, a bit later, you might have missed it, we were talking about tipping and the culture of tipping in Melbourne. And we tried to get an understanding about where we stood with tipping. What industries do you tip in? Because obviously in America, a lot of service staff, their pay is actually based on the tip. Mm. Whereas here in Australia, we pay a wage and then tips are extra. Mm. So we were just opening that conversation. And Fev, one thing that was mentioned was, and I said this, I've got friends who work in retail and they get annoyed with other friends of ours who work in the service industry, like waitering and bar staff, because they say, I'm getting the same wage as you, but because you take somebody their dinner, you end up having a 10 or 15% tip, whereas I serve them in a shop, taking clothes to the fitting room, bringing them back, yeah. and I don't get a tip. And retail staff's an interesting one because I remember when, you know, when you, you know, come of age and like you're 16, 17, you get your first part-time job. I always feel like it's either you go to be a waiter or you work in a shop. It's either retail or service industry. Yeah.
Macca's.
And I went retail and worked at Myer in the jewelry and watch department. And then I did have friends who would come home at the end of the night with from the tip jar. And I'm like, that's awesome. But retail, we brought this up, Feb, yes. and then you just fired up about retail assistants.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you recreate?
I hate shopping because I hate walking into a shop and I want to have a browse or I know exactly what I want. And the people doing their job, they come up and they go, well, would you like any help? Would you like this? Do you know your size? Well, I do. And I just, it annoys me when they come up to me.
Right.
See, can I say really this? Bugs as me. A former retail assistant, when I worked at Myer, and this is a long time ago now, they would have changed their policies, but we got trained and we had to, within 15 seconds, approach a customer.
Oh. Yeah, it's so annoying.
But even the word in Fev, we had to say, how may I help you? If you said, how can I help you? A manager would go, I think you've got the words wrong. It's how may I help you?
I just think that when you go into a shop, you just want to get in there, get out. And if I need your help, like I'll go, excuse me, may I, have you got an extra large? Extra large. T-shirt there. And have you got that one in blue? Like if I need the service, I'll ask for it. But if I don't want the service, I don't want to be asked if I need the service.
No, I agree. Sometimes it can be a bit too much. Or you can be in a mood, like you're just like, I just want to go out.
You want to get
I don't
in
want
out,
to talk.
Out.
I just want to go in and do something.
Am and I alone in that? Or?
Well, 131060, how does everyone else feel about this? Do we like to be approached when we walk into shops? Because there would be some people who would think, I walked into that shop and got ignored.
Sometimes they would.
They don't like being ignored.
Sometimes I don't go into a shop that I want to go into because there's no one in there. If there's no one in there, I won't
go
in.
You know, because you're going to be the focus.
Because they're going to go bang. They're going to go straight under you. I go into a place that's packed so I can quickly go in, see what I want and quickly get out before any of the people can go, can I help you? Can you do this? Can you do that?
Do you know what I'd like? This is what I'd like when I'm going to shop. You walk in. Hi. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you.
Right.
If they just get that out. No, because that's good. Because then you just, that's fine. Just say, and then they leave you alone.
I'll say hi. How are you going? Even when you go to
I don't like being ignored.
Fev wants nothing.
I don't want anything.
Okay.
Even when I go to like a BP shop and they don't even acknowledge you, it's like
I go to 7-Eleven down here to get a coffee. I go, I just know it's a dollar. I've got a dollar. I get my coffee and he goes, hey, mate, would you like one of these chocolates for $2? No, I don't want a chocolate for $2. I just want my coffee.
Well, see, if he didn't tell me that, I'd forget to get the chocolate. So I do need that.
131060, do you like being asked for help? Do you not? Would you like to be just left alone or ignored in Fev's case?
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
We're talking about retail at the moment and how people prefer to shop. And we've said 131060, give us a call now if you like to be approached, you like customer service when you go into a shop, or like Fev, do you just prefer to be ignored and have nobody talk to you until... So it's kind of like speak... don't speak unless I speak to you.
Yeah, not ignored, like a smile.
A nod? Hi. Yeah.
Just a hi. How you going?
See,
just a
I
nice
would
courtesy.
Feel that was rude. If I walked into a shop and nobody spoke to me, I wouldn't feel welcome.
Sometimes it actually makes me walk out. It just annoys me.
You're such a happy, friendly guy.
Yeah, I know, but I hate shopping.
The minute he walks through that front door of a retail, he changes.
Mate, I literally go into Chatty or somewhere and I'm in there for 15 minutes and I walk out with bags. I'm in and out, in and out.
Do you do the
out.
Same when you walk into a cafe?
Yep.
Don't look at me, don't talk to me.
No, cafe is different. I like to have a chat.
You're being fed.
Yeah. I love a chat with a cafe. I sit there and I don't shut up.
Laurie from Albert Park. Hi, Laurie.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. How do you feel about retail assistants?
I agree with Bev. Like, I just like a hello and leave me alone. In fact, it seems these days that it's almost, I'm made to feel rude that I'm not engaging. It's like I'm coming into their home and, you know, if I don't answer their questions, I'm being rude.
Yeah, it's a quick... No, I hear you, Laura. It's a quick question. I think it's nice to be acknowledged. It's nice to say, hi, welcome. But I think it's good if they say, if there's anything I can do to help, let me know. Mm. But if you just get hammered with questions... Because you can often be looking for a gift, or you're like, I actually need to engage my brain to think about what I want.
Right.
And the more we talk, the less I'm actually focusing on what I'm here for.
I think I've got a solution.
What?
Because I love going through the drive-through coffee. Of a morning. Oh. I literally chat for ages. I chat and the people behind me are like, hurry up, bro. Don't they toot me?
I know that bloke. He's very lively, yeah, on the King's Way there.
I love that. Yeah. So when you go into a shop,
mm-hmm.
I want a recording. So you know when you go to like Nobu at Crown and you walk in and they go, namaste, and they all say hello.
Right.
Like when you walk into a, you know how it's got the beepers, so when people
don't they do that
stuff,
in sushi train?
Yeah, they do that. Yeah, so when you know when you walk into like a Maya and they've got the big either side the metal detector
security doors.
Yeah, so if someone steals something, it goes beep 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 beep.
Yeah,
as you walk through, it says hello or something.
A recorded message.
Yeah, it's just so someone's saying hello to you, and you're like hi, and then you can walk in, do your shopping, and then as you walk out, bye.
It's so impersonal.
What do you mean?
Couldn't you just employ someone to stand there and say hi?
No, because they're going to come up and say, hi, how are you going? Can I help you with anything? Oh, what are you looking for today?
They're very specific. Debbie in Endeavour Hills. Hey, Debbie.
Hi.
Debbie, now I feel like you might be the opposite of Fev.
I am totally opposite. I am fairly tall, 5'10". My daughter's about 6'2". And we're both a bit bigger in all, sizes. We walk in, people avoid us. They won't even look at us. And we can be there for 15 minutes.
Really? And do you think it's because of your height that they don't want to talk to you?
It's because of our height and we're probably bigger size. But we could be looking for a gift and we'd still cop that.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, see, Debbie, I'm a bit like you. I definitely want to be acknowledged and I want someone to be nice. Yeah. It's nice to be welcomed into a store.
Yeah. I mean, online's very popular now, and I guess people who shop online don't have to deal with any humans at all.
Mm.
Do you remember Pretty Woman walked into a shop and she got ignored?
Yep.
That was a mistake,
wasn't
it?
That was a big mistake.
She went back and showed them.
I'll tell you what shop you should go into to get ignored. Shoe shops, because they're so busy.
Right.
And having worked in a shoe shop, you're so busy out the back getting shoes, no one's got time to stand and chat.
But that's what I love. Walk up there and I find the shoe that I want and I go, bang, got a size 13. No, we don't. See you, bro.
Now, that's Kelly from the CBD. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Kel, what did you want to contribute to the conversation?
I just want to say that Fev is the reason, people like Fev are the reason that our industry is dying.
Fev, you've killed the whole industry.
Carol, do you know why the industry is dying? It's called Amazon. It's called internet.
Kel,
it's called online shopping.
No, you've called in, Kel. You say your argument. Why is he ruining the industry?
Because people, when you go to a shop, it's about service. You want the service. You want the attention. You need the help. And that's the whole point of going to service. And that's why places like Amazon that exist. If you want something impersonal, go online. Like, don't come into a store, be all moody and be like, oh, whatever, don't talk to me.
Oh, here we go. Wow.
That's the whole purpose of a retail store. It's like, we're there to serve you. We're there to help you.
So
like,
you've been told.
Hey, Cal, the service of a retail store is to buy stuff.
What?
It's to go in and buy stuff.
Well, that's your service to them.
That's what the point is.
Right.
You go in and you buy something.
I think Kelly's told you you're not welcome.
101.9 The Fox.
It is Boxy's birthday, but in an ironic twist, Fev is going to have the greatest day of his life today.
I know. So, yes, it might be my birthday, but yesterday, Fev, we told you we've arranged the best surprise for you today because you, a huge NBA basketball fan.
Love the basketball, Boxy.
You today, you're going one-on-one, the only Australian one-on-one interview with Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
And I say that as if I know how big that is.
Yeah, it's huge. And, and I still think it's a scam and it's a prank and ha-ha-ha.
It's not.
But if it's not, it's going to be amazing. And if it is, well done. I'll play along. And
but
be
not
like,
just
ah-ha.
Any interview, because we did say to Kobe, okay, we were going to get you and him to shoot some hoops. But look, Kobe's got that all over you. No offense, but he'll smash you.
He's been retired a long time.
Oh, well,
about two seasons.
He's fine.
So
you'll be doing, you'll be going one-on-one with Kobe Bryant, but you'll be playing what you play every morning here in the studio, which is scrunched up paper and throw it in the bin.
Yeah, I was playing the game yesterday, Boxy.
Were you?
You can download it on your iPhone.
What?
And it's called Paper Toss. And
paper toss?
Yeah, you throw the rubbish into the bin. It's the best.
Well, a simulated version. You couldn't just get some actual paper and do the real thing?
No, I was just sitting at home with Tobes giving her a bottle. Yeah. So anyway, I'm really excited about this. I had so many people text me and they're very jealous. So if this does come off, Leon will be the greatest person ever to live.
It is. And?
I got a Carlton jumper for him.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you'll love that.
So I got number 24, Brian, written on the back.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. You know, my brother and myself, when I was in a bit of trouble, got out of rehab, I went to America just to see Kobe Bryant.
Wow.
Play court. We brought courtside tickets, me and my brother.
Today.
And we sat there and we both got a picture of us with our Kobe Bryant tops on.
Oh, that's
standing
so cute.
Next to the court. Jason reminded me yesterday.
You should have brought Jason for the interview. That would have been really sentimental.
He was very keen to go in and he said, I can carry your bags. I can carry the microphone. And I said, I don't think anyone can come. And he goes, did Byron go? And I said, no. And he goes, it's good then.
Well, actually, I will be there to commentate.
Are you going?
Yeah, we've got to commentate.
I don't need him commentating.
Now, this isn't just all about Fev, though. So well, anyone listening...
Oh, sorry, mate. Sorry, this is a bit
where it's, this is the bit where it's...
By hyping you up and making you look good when you beat him in a paper toss.
This is the bit where it's also about our listeners, guys. So listen to the rest of the show. If you are a Kobe Bryant fan, before the end of the show, we'll be giving away another meet and greet.
Oh.
So at any stage during the show, we will say to somebody, if you love Kobe Bryant, you're meeting him this week.
I actually thought, Boxy, that I should bring a posse. Like, so I act like I'm a big... Because he hangs around with, like, LeBron, Shaq. And then he's going to be with the Loosh. So I'm like, I thought I was just going to bring a couple of mates. So I'm going to...
Anthony Kalea?
No, he's in Bali. Like, someone like Hoops and all those, like a manager. I'll say, that's my manager. This is my security guard. And then hand him, like, my jacket. And then click and say, coffee. So I'll have to do that to you then.
Okay, great.
101.9 The Fox.
It's quite a coincidence, Fev. We were just talking about retail about 20 minutes ago on the show because I've got a little story for you that I thought you would appreciate.
Bring it on, Boxy.
Because you don't like people being nice to you when you walk into shops.
That old Kelly who rang up before.
Kelly was great.
Was she?
No, in that she had an argument. I love that.
She reckons I'm the reason why retail is going down.
Yeah, you specifically. Well, people like Fev who don't want to be served.
Yeah, I like people being happy and smiling. I'm happy when I walk in a shop. I just want to get in and get out.
Well, what about this? For if you walked into a shop and fell in love. There's a couple, David and Christine, their wedding photos have gone viral. And they're a beautiful couple. They've taken their wedding photos at EB Games on Swanston
Street. Oh my God, EB Games. I love that shop.
In Melbourne.
Do you know what that is? Yeah. It's like PlayStation and stuff. Yeah. Oh God, it's a great shop.
Now, they got their, so they're, you know, most people go for their wedding photos in the Fitzroy Gardens, maybe Fed Square along the Yarra. Nope, EB Games because... That's where they met 9 years ago, and then they tied the knot, and then they went, let's go and get our photo.
I'm a loyal member, Boxy, of EB Games.
Yep.
I've got a card.
You and Daniel Rioli, does he go in the shop for the games with you? You play video games together?
Yeah, we did. We played video games last night, but I met Alex at a shop. Oh, not a shop, restaurant. Same thing.
Really different.
We had our photos there as well for a wedding.
That's nice. That is beautiful. That is so good.
Up against that big palm tree there.
Oh, that's where you'd expect photos, down on the esplanade.
She fell in love.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice.
It's a more likely scenario.
Yeah.
A lovely scenario. But more likely.
Meeting at bars and restaurants, common.
Not anymore. Tinder.
At a shop. Now, 13-10-60, we would love to hear from you. Did you fall in love in a store?
Oh.
I just need this to read one more thing.
She's trying to read through these notes.
The picture.
No. I'd love to hear, because you might have worked at the shop, because I imagine retail assistants fall in love.
What about a game they were playing, Boxy?
They're probably buying.
Yeah, buying.
Well, that's a really good question. I wonder if we could speak to them. Maybe they're listening, David or Christine. So hopefully you're on your honeymoon.
Yeah, no, you'd think so. I wonder where their honeymoon would be.
Denise and Brad. I've got another photo here of Denise.
Pinball arcade.
Denise and Brad.
Time zone.
Sorry about that.
No, apologies. Sorry. 13-10-60. Now, what Fev wants is people. I don't know how many calls you're going to get, but people have actually fallen in love.
Can I go back to Denise and Brad now?
Sure, please.
Denise and Brad fell in love at Kmart, and they had their wedding photos in Kmart.
That's amazing.
I love that.
Did they get the tattoo? Remember those persons?
That was a completely different story.
13-10-60. If you've fallen in love in a shop, it probably won't go off, but who knows? 13-10-60.
What about the people that fell in love at Macca's?
101.9 The Fox.
Yes, now we were just talking about a couple who got married and went to have their wedding photos outside EB Games on Swanston Street because that's where they met. It's a beautiful photo, a gorgeous couple, David and Christine. Nice. And I just said it would be great to hear from them, but hopefully they're on their honeymoon. And then we've had Christine give us a call. Are you there, Christine?
Yeah, I'm here.
Christine, can you believe this photo? Your wedding photos have gone viral and everyone's talking about them because you were in front of EB Games?
It's crazy. I did not expect it at all.
Did you? Now, talk us through it, Christine. How did you and David meet? Were you customers?
So so David asked me to be his girlfriend there 9 years ago when we were 17.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. So we actually knew each other from school.
Right.
And we met there and on that day and he asked me to be his girlfriend.
What game did you buy?
I didn't buy anything. He probably bought something.
So David's love of EB Games, really.
Yeah.
Christine, have EB Games reached out to you guys? Have they acknowledged that you've made, well, it's great advertising.
Yeah. We actually, because that happened, he asked me to be his girlfriend, that we always wanted to get wedding photos there one day, and especially being on Swanston Street. So, so we actually asked them if we could take photos for us there, and they were like, oh, can we post it? So, sure.
I reckon they owe her a console or something.
Yeah, I agree.
PS4.
That would be nice.
Well, Christine, you're a gorgeous couple. How long ago was it? When did you get married?
We got married on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday!
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
Are you having a honeymoon?
Yeah, we're just on our way to the airport now.
Oh, where are you going?
Where are you going?
Just to the Gold Coast and Byron Bay.
Oh, beautiful. How good's Jetstar?
Well played, and all the airlines do a great job. Mm. Thank you, Christine, for that one. EB Games would love them. People are falling in love in shops. It's unbelievable.
I love this. Now we've got Jessica from Noble Park. Hey, Jess.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Jess. Did you fall in love in a shop?
Yes, we did. Kind of along the lines of the other girl that was on the phone. We met 10 years ago at DFO in Moorabbin.
Oh, what shop in DFO? Or just were you in the general area?
Puma.
I love that. Now, Jess, have you got any aspirations to have any commitment ceremonies at Puma, at DFO?
No, not quite, but we did get married 3 years ago in Vegas, so.
Oh, beautiful. Oh. How good's Vegas?
Yeah, there were some good outlet malls in Vegas as well, just like DFO, so that's nice.
And how did you actually hook up? Yeah. Was it, do you like that pair of shoes? Do you want to go out for dinner?
Well, we were actually walking past each other and happened to both go in Puma, and then he mustered up the courage to give me his number, and then we texted each other a couple of times, finally met up 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks later, sorry.
Oh,
that's a beautiful story.
Forget Tinder. Just walk up to someone in a shop.
It's all about having the courage, though.
Isn't it?
Just sliding doors. Imagine if he never did that.
I know.
You never went to Puma.
And even if you get rejected, it's not actually rejection. Mate, move on. Keep going.
If you give your number to 100 males or females, I reckon 10 will. If you get 10 to text back, one of those turn into a partner.
Oh, sorry. Archie's there.
Hey, Archie.
Hey, Archie.
It's all happening.
Are you there, Archie?
I am.
Archie, what shop did you fall in love at?
7-Eleven, Fletcher Street.
Had to have been early morning, surely.
About 2-3 in the morning.
And
a few drinks.
Yeah, and you just said hi and then started dating and how?
Yeah, I was getting a pie and then my beautiful wife, it's our anniversary today, 13 years.
Gee, good
effort.
What
was she getting?
She was getting some cigarettes and went outside.
You went home, had the pie, had a dart, and then got it on.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
What a beautiful surprise it was. Fev, this is a show that would never prank anyone. It's just not the way our show works.
Oh, good. Hope you're not pranking me today. And hope that's not a setup.
No, you're definitely...
quickly say thank you, because, guys, you've dressed the studio's covered in balloons. You've got photos of me as a little girl around. You've given me this amazing platter.
I think the thank you should go out there.
That's what I meant, these guys. Nothing to do with you two. Casey, Ali, Leon, Shah, Mike... Tim Tams.
I don't think Mike had much to do with it.
Someone out there did a lot of work.
I'm trying to be inclusive.
Right.
Cupcakes, Jaffers, just all my favourite things.
We're going to be so sick today.
I'm going to get gestational diabetes for sure. Okay.
I have had a massive crack. I'm trying to lose weight because I've got something coming up where I need to be skinny.
This has been a hard time. But you've made a wonderful birthday and what a wonderful team.
Yeah, now look, you're going to hear now something that happened before the show started. And again, this isn't a show that pranks each other. You will be meeting Kobe Bryant later today, Fev. That is not a prank, nor is this birthday prank.
What do you mean?
Sorry, that's the wrong thing. It wasn't a prank this morning.
Yes, so I came in this morning and we'd already organised with Leon that I would ring up you, Boxy, and say that I'm sick and I'm not coming in today.
Yeah, and Leon told me that when I called.
So I've parked my car away so you wouldn't see my car. Mm. I've snuck in early and I got into a little costume. Byron's usually the costume man, but I got in the costume today because last week we did something where you didn't have something as a child that you wanted.
I told
a story about how you wanted an elf doll, and then you went to get the elf doll, but Alan said, "Ha ha, you can't have it," which I thought was very harsh.
You love elf, the old retro elf.
He was trying to teach me to save my own pocket money, but I never got an elf doll, and I really wanted one.
Last week, Byron, I sent a message out, and I found an elf costume online, and I thought, I was surprised, Boxy. Say I'm not here, but dress up as elf.
And honestly, this was a nice gesture. It just didn't work out the way we hoped.
Can I just point out before you play it, Alf is not 6'4". Alf is about 1'2".
Okay. Let's have a listen. This is all up on our Instagram, terrifying, by the way. Terrifying. Fee Fee Fair Byron on Instagram.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, look at all the balloons. Pink Fee Fee. Hey! Oh, that's
very
so
cute.
Sweet. Thanks, guys. I can't believe Fev's not here.
I
reckon one out, all out.
When I was out, you turned up. That's a good
yeah,
point.
But I was thinking, I don't think I can do the show without him. Seriously.
Oh, whoa. I wasn't here last week.
I know, but
But what?
Tommy's booked my birthday. I can't have a hard show on my birthday.
So we've got some things in there for you.
I don't feel very well. Have some Zed drink.
What do you got,
Liv? Yeah, it was just a Liv
limit.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
Can do that.
You're finished, mate.
Have you got footage of what that looks like?
Happy birthday, John.
I'm quite surprised the baby didn't come out.
Just to put that in perspective, a couple of things. Like, I wanted an elf doll when I was about 12, like over 30 years ago. I haven't thought about elf since. You are giant and you're dressed up as a monster that just started walking towards me. I mean,
we didn't really think it through, did we?
No, like, it was really terrifying.
Watch the video right now because it's a little bit hard to truly get a sense of how terrifying. Please go to...
I just got a really good... I remembered that screaming.
Fee-fee. I had to watch with Leon how Alf talked. He went into the airlock with me and I had the mask on and I'm like, try to talk like Alf. It was probably our lowest point in our career.
It was a low point. Fee-fee Fev Byron on Instagram. Watch it now.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Happy birthday, Fief. Actually, the little elf prank is a little scarier than we remembered. It's on the Instagram now. It's chilling.
It was tough because I had little shoes on, Byron, so I didn't want the shoes to come off when I walk. So I walk like a little bit of a zombie because I got a tattoo on my foot.
Elf
so I didn't
was
want
a bubbly
dirt.
Little thing. Yes. You were a scary zombie.
It was a tight suit.
Dressed in an elf suit, a 6'4". Horrifying version of Alf at Fifi Fev Byron on our Instagram. Our little early morning surprise for Fifi for her birthday. But look, the birthday messages roll in, which
really?
Is nice. Trixie, your beautiful daughter, has a lovely message.
Hello, Mummy. Happy birthday. Hope you have a good day. Bye from a unicorn.
Is she okay?
See, I told you unicorns are real. Trixie's on the same page.
Oh, that's so sweet,
that's
darling.
That's cute. We weren't sure about this one, though. She did send this through. We weren't sure if we should have played this one.
Mummy, happy birthday. You know what? I think when you come in the laundry door, I am going to squirt tomato sauce all over you.
She thinks you're a pie.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Fev, can we please talk through the bill you received from the cafe downstairs? We have a cafe downstairs, and every morning you boys order coffees you get a wrap every day, and I occasionally get a wrap.
Mm. We actually call it the Fev wrap. It's a great wrap, and it's named in his honour.
Yes, yeah. I got a bill the other day for $11.50.
Did you now?
Now, Fev.
I've got a lot of coffees, a lot of wraps, a couple of banana breads, some fresh juices. I don't think I've ever had a banana bread, but that might be one of the kids maybe when they came
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah, Lenny sometimes does.
And I often get a bill, and I'm like, oh, geez, I thought it'd be a bit more than that. And then I just run with it.
Mm. Oh, so sometimes it's a bit less than what your
thinking,
sense is.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, geez, I'm not quite sure because I don't know, I'm not quite sure what the system they've got down there is. But I received a bill today, and it's called a reissue bill, so I'm not quite sure.
How far back does it go?
It goes back to September of last year. So that's not that long because we have 3 months
half a year.
Off. No, but we have months off.
Yeah, we had about 6 weeks off.
We had 6 weeks. Okay. We've got to take 2 months out of that. Yeah, so it's only virtually it's like a three-month-old bill, three-and-a-half-month-old bill.
Okay.
Do you want me to guess what the bill is?
I want to
say I have a wrap, there's juices, there's
heaps of coffees
and a couple of fresh juices.
See, you, Fev, opened it on the couch and you've got a lot of different faces. You're very hard to pick sometimes. You've got a good poker face. You very convincing prankster and liar, but your face, I've never seen that face before. So 131060. Call now if you want to have a guess at what Fev's bill from the cafe downstairs was.
Mm. Whoever guesses it wins something.
Well, I think it's a Fev wrap. Why don't we give away a Fev wrap?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
No, like actually win something.
No,
good.
No,
this is something from Nando's.
I thought
something.
About this, ready, Fev? So whoever can get closest to Fev's bill, come into South Melbourne and you've got a free Fev wrap at the cafe whenever you want it.
Whenever you want it?
Yeah, whenever.
Then you're going to chuck it on my bill.
Yeah.
131060 with your guesses. Closest to the pin.
That
is what it is. 131060. That is the 131060 is the number. Give us a call and guess.
1019. The Fox.
Thief, the cafe downstairs. Fev has racked up himself a little bit of a tab.
Yeah, he gets a Fev wrap every morning. He gets various, lots of coffees. And you've just received a bill this morning from the cafe. And we've said if you can get the person who gets closest to what Phil, Phil's.
Who's Phil?
Baby brain.
Not ugly
baby
Phil.
Brain, and it's my birthday.
Phil and Byron.
Whoever gets closest to what Fev's bill is from the cafe for his breakfast orders wins a Fev wrap that you can have at the cafe. Put it on Fev's tab anytime you come into South Melbourne.
Delicious wrap.
Don't you grin over there because I reckon they've been getting your bill wrong too.
Uh-oh.
Because you keep saying to me, it's only $60. No, like, we have the same amount.
No, hang on. No. But I paid mine a few times since
now,
then.
We've got,
so have I.
Okay. Chris from Dandenong. Hey, Chris.
Hey, mate.
Hey, Chris, how much do you think Fev's... I know Fev's going to give you a higher or lower.
Yes.
So how much do you think Fev's bill is?
$42.
Oh, Chris, I wish it was $42, but it's obviously higher.
Okay.
Lisa in Hoppers Crossing. Hey, Lise.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Lise. How much do you think Fev's bill is?
I think it's $350.
Higher, Lisa.
Higher than $350?
I might even give away a Fev book.
A Fev book?
Yeah.
Do you still have copies of
that?
Fev in my own words.
This is people are getting shocked.
Because I mean, a Fev wrap's not that exciting.
It's a breakfast order, and it's already over $350. Kim from Beaconsfield. Hey, Kim.
Morning.
Morning.
Kim, what do you think Fev's bill from the cafe is?
$1019.
Oh, nice. I see what you've done there.
Well done.
Higher or
frequency.
Lower, Fev?
The Fox.
Higher or lower?
It's lower.
Yeah, well, that's $1,000 for wraps.
Well, that's close. Anyway, now we've got Tracy from Wyndham Vale. Hey, Trace.
Before you do your answer, so you know how these games work.
Yeah.
So is it closest to, but if you go over, do you lose?
No, closest to.
Closest to.
Just closest to.
Okay.
Tracy in Wyndham Vale. Hey, Trace.
Hi, how you guys going?
Yeah, good, Trace. How much do you think Fev has spent on breakfast wraps and coffees over the last few months?
I reckon $625.
That's a good guess.
So we've got, I'm going to run through them. Good guess, Trace. We've got $42 from
out.
Chris, $350 from Lisa, which is probably near the ballpark, $1,019 from Kim, and Tracy's gone $625. Fev, how much is your bill?
My bill for the downstairs coffee bar, is that what it's called? Coffee.
Oh, don't even mention them by name. Just
coffee bar.
Push on.
For this plug, I probably should get it wiped. What a great wrap and coffee it is down there.
Oh, that won't work.
At the coffee bar. It is $549.80. So Tracy, from Winterbell, you win a Fev book and a Fev rap.
Trace, do you ever find yourself in South Melbourne?
I am so excited. You have no idea.
We'll just pop in to the coffee bar. Fev's got an open tab there on the moon.
Whoa. Come in and get a book and a wrap.
Just out the front of Coles there in South Melbourne. Look out for it. Well done.
Don't ever go there.
Delicious wrap.
I reckon that's what. Seriously. You want to play a song?
What were you going to say?
November to December, it's 51 bucks. Yeah. October to November, September to October, 100. Yeah. October to November, 260. Who's putting stuff on my bill?
1019, The Fox. The Fox.
Gee, we did mean well for your birthday, Fief. Our intentions were good today.
You put on a great birthday for me, guys. I really appreciate balloons. You've decorated the studio in photos of me as a little girl.
Live band.
You've given me, that's Hanson on the Today Show. Yeah.
That's not, that's just the TV's on.
Tim Tams, Nutella, lemonade, cans of lemonade, pikelets.
We've got another big surprise coming.
We also put up, another big surprise, of course, is the digital billboard that is currently out and about, I believe, on the Southeastern Freeway is where it is.
Cremornix, I believe.
Yeah, Cremorne Overpass.
I won't believe it's on a billboard wishing me happy birthday until I see a photo of it.
We'll drive past it today.
Oh, I've got a lot on.
Can someone just send us, just DM us, slide into our DMs, Fifi Fev Byron, with
slide
a picture.
In.
And it's actually a billboard with little cute pictures of Fifi from when she was probably 5 years old. It's the most beautiful montage.
She was so cute.
So please send that through so Fifi actually
and then
believes
Fev
us.
Just said, he said to Leon, have you got the surprise ready?
Is it coming in, Leon?
And now I'm just sitting here waiting for the next surprise.
There are no more surprises in this team going forward. You'll make it too difficult.
What is it?
There is no surprise.
I'm waiting for him to bring
you
it
just
in.
Said Shah's just gone to get it.
No, she was just going to the toilet.
Why isn't anyone bringing it in?
What are you talking about?
Oh, so we haven't got it.
What?
The big surprise that we had for her birthday.
What was it going to be?
Okay. Happy birthday, Boxy. Have a great day.
We've done about
really
seven things.
Happy birthday. Never had anything.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I was really pumped.
Anyway.
So there's nothing.
Tomorrow on the show, Brendan Favola versus Kobe Bryant, two of the sporting icons of the planet, Favola and Bryant, head-to-head.
I'm glad Fev's got a nice surprise.
Tomorrow's show.
Is there a big surprise
there
coming?
There's no other surprise. You're the one that said it.
Have a great day, Boxy.
Thank you
and Trixie.
We will.
You getting out for dinner or what are you going to do?
Yeah, maybe.
Order George?
No.
Bit of Hernica Republic?
We might go out.
By the way. If you go to Fifi Fev Byron, you'll see one of the surprises that didn't quite work out. It resulted in Fifi reacting like this.
That's the scariest Fev has ever been.
Do we have a cake?
Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram. That's a very good point.
Not even a cake.
We did forget to get a cake.
Fernando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.